the informed investor. Thanks to Century 21 agents, defying mediocrity and delivering extraordinary experiences.
Yep, Monday night, we normally talk to Charles Tarby. We've given him the night off. Warren McCarthy is the CEO of Century 21. He's on the line on this Queen's birthday holiday Monday night. How are you, Warren?
Yeah, good evening, Steve. Very good, thank you.
And I guess that public holidays put a bit of a dent around the country in auction clearance rates. It wasn't a public holiday in Perth. That was last week, but most of the rest of the country had today off.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, like the public holiday weekends often result in lower auction clearance numbers because a lot of the public have a sense of phobia about, you know, going to auction where they might think that the buyer support's not as great, you know, and it happens with Easter, it happens with Anzac weekends if it falls on a long weekend, and of course it's happened on this Queen's birthday weekend. But, you know, the clearance rates are funny, you know, they don't often reflect the true indication of what's happening before the auction or even soon after the auction because all of the deals are negotiated on the day of the auction and the day after the auction, in fact. So sometimes those reported auction clearance rates might be a tad under what the actual is doing. But I've got to say, I was very impressed to see that the Sydney and Melbourne rates being above the 60% level is a sign of improvement in the marketplace.
Yeah, they've flown out the door on the weekend. It might have been a lack of stock around, but 62.8 in Sydney compared to 56 this time last year, Warren. Melbourne, 64.7 this time last year, 54.9. So that's a real recovery. I think, you know, post-election's got something to do with that as well. But what's happened to hell? What the hell's happened in Brisbane and Canberra?
Yeah, not traditionally real strong auction environments, but nonetheless, it is an interesting stat to see where those particular, you know, states and territories are at this point. But certainly creeping above that 50s level into the 60s is great for the bigger cap cities of Sydney and Melbourne. And when you mention about the you know, the post-election activity, it was funny. I went on a bit of a trip around to the Century 21 offices down to Melbourne, across to Adelaide, and then into Perth. And this was the first few days after the election, and I couldn't believe what some of the guys and girls were telling me, and that was that the increase was almost immediate in the number of attendees through the open houses, and indeed attendees at their auctions that were coming up for that particular midweek and towards that weekend. So I think there was a degree of sort of fear going into the election and a great confidence lift soon afterwards, and that was evident certainly in my travels in the immediate, you know, days after the 18th of May. I think the fact that we didn't have that sort of looming change in capital gains tax or the changes to the negative gearing, and you know, we found that now we've got the APRA having relaxed the you know, the repayment capacity guidelines from where it was 7% to now 2.5% above the actual rate is really, really good. And I think the planets are starting to align for purchasers to really become more and more interested in and re-enter the marketplace.
Are the banks freed up their lending policies a little bit post-election, do you know?
Well, I think they have a little. They've certainly, with the change in the interest rate last week, I think that's certainly assisted, provided they all pass it on. I mean, always the way, it's great to hear that the rate goes from 1.5 as a base rate down to 1.25, but it is important that it is passed on, I think, to deliver the real confidence hit that the public want to hear.
Stockland are big, as we know, Property Group Stockland. They're saying that the inquiry levels have jumped 30%. That's a massive jump.
Yeah, that's really telling, isn't it? You know, look, I know the developers have gone into a fairly low period. I was reading only in the Australian paper the other day that they're having a six-year low for the construction of new dwellings, both apartment and new housing. So they've certainly felt a real halt on their particular area of expertise. And so a lot of developers have been offering strong attractions to buy through you know, furniture packages, rebates, stamp duty relief, and certainly, you know, free levies for a period of time to sort of entice buyers in. But, you know, the 30% factor is great. It's certainly got to transition into the actual sales, and I'm sure time will tell that will happen. Whether it happens at that level, I'm hoping for the developer's sake.
Foreign inquiry still a bit depressed after the tightening up on regulation?
Yeah, it is. It is actually, and you know, I think that may continue for a period of time until those numbers start to improve. I did certainly notice that the CoreLogic people had referenced that the new listing levels for the month of May were the lowest that they had in 12 years. So that's an interesting stat as well. But if the supply of new listings available for those buyers entering market is low, then that could certainly be a situation that may cause demand to really pent up and push supply and create an opportunity for price rises in the near future.
Talking to Warren McCarthy, CEO of... Sorry, Warren, go ahead. Yeah. I was just going to ask you about this trend for people to not buy property as a couple. What's driving that?
Yeah, I found that really interesting. You know, they said that in the inner circle of place of Sydney, 20 to 40-year-olds were looking at buying solo. Look, always the affordability factor, Steve, is got to be taken into consideration. I'm sure it is when they're borrowing. The repayment capacity for professional individuals is certainly going to be of interest to the banks. What I did also note in some of the research I did was a lot of baby boomers are actually assisting their kids into property, the X and Y generation, and as well as the millennials. And so that's helping those solo purchases to come through in the stats. And I also think, like you said earlier, the overseas investors, they're starting to come towards their settlement processes with the purchases they may have made off the plan in the last 2 to 3 years. And they often have put the properties in the name of their son or daughter because that individual has often been going to the local university or actually residing in and around those particular suburbs that have been made interest in that inner circle of Sydney. But, it's an interesting statistic nonetheless.
It is indeed. Always a pleasure to chat to the Century 21 crew. Warren, thanks for stepping in for Charles tonight. We'll talk to you next Monday.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
That's Warren McCarthy, CEO of Century 21 Australasia. Charles off for a couple of weeks.